Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Rod Moody, Humboldt head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman, and Humboldt junior 190-pound wrestler Brody Hendricks, who is scheduled to wrestle tonight in the Class 2A state final at the 2026 Iowa High School Athletic Association Boys Wrestling State Tournament from the Casey Center in Des Moines. The Humboldt girls basketball team saw their season come to a close on Saturday, February 14th, in a 53-38 road loss to the Carroll Tigers in the first round of the Class 3A Region 7 playoffs. The Wildcats wrapped up the 2025-26 season at 9-13 overall and 4-10 in the North Central Conference, tied for a sixth-place finish in the conference with Webster City. I caught up with Mooney after the loss on Saturday.
Every loss at the end of the year, you know, if you're not winning the state championship, is tough. And, you know, it's always super hard to say goodbye to the seniors. They're a super group of girls that, you know, kind of really have gone through the entire gamut of girls basketball in Humboldt. Most of them were ninth grade players. Most of them were JV players. Most of them, you know, and then all varsity players now. So we spent a lot of time with these kids. And, you know, it's really rewarding when you get to spend that much time with those kids, but it's also really sad when it's time to say goodbye, you know. And it's a sad day when we say goodbye to the seniors, and you know, they super bunch of really good leaders and really good teammates, so you know, they leave a mark on the program for a while when they leave. And just like our seniors did last year, these girls did this year. And yeah, you know, it's a bummer when the season ends. I thought, you know, Carroll played a good game tonight, and we had a hard time keeping them off the glass. We didn't do a great job of knocking down free throws. We were 14 to 27 from the free throw line, you know, in a fairly close game there for a while. And, you know, we got to step up to the free throw line and knock shots down when we get the chance. And then we got to do a better job of keeping them off the glass. So, you know, we kind of got picked apart a little bit there on the glass, and that's unfortunate. But, you know, we talked about that all season long, about how to try to rebound better and rebound above our size, but sometimes that catches up to us.
Ava Fisher has 20-point night, officially breaks the tie with Caitlin Clark in terms of three-point history in the Iowa girls basketball, five-on-five arrow with the three-point line. What has a senior like Ava Fisher, who reached the 1,000-point club this year, meant to the program over her 4 years?
Anytime that you're in the top 10 in the entirety of Iowa girls basketball in any statistic, that's pretty cool. Yeah, she did pass Caitlin Clark for made threes, so she's probably 7. Very cool. And a kid like that should and be an exemplar for what it looks like to be successful on the basketball court. You know, that kid spent so much time in the gym, and we'll continue to spend that much time in the gym. And all you got to do is walk past the rec center at any given point, and you can probably watch her shoot for a couple hours any morning. And I don't doubt that that's going to continue as she goes on to play at DMAC next year. But, you know, that work ethic should be contagious. You know, when you see a kid that works that hard and dedicates themselves to their craft as much as that kid did, it should inspire you a little bit. You know, it certainly does as a coach. You know, as a guy who really likes basketball, to see a kid work that hard, it's super fun, you know. And so you can't say enough about how hard that kid's worked, because you just don't magically show up and shoot the ball like that.
Yeah, it's been pretty impressive to watch over the past 4 years, especially when she came on the scene a freshman year with the three-point prowess there. It's the last time that this group was together. What was the message post-game locker room?
We need to keep working. We need to get in the gym and become better shooters, better basketball players. We need to find the weight room, and we need to stay out for everything else. We don't want them to just play basketball. We want them to play volleyball. We want them to run cross country, track, golf, whatever, certainly soccer. But more than that, you know, we want them to be involved, but at the same time, they got to get a lot of shots up. We got to become better basketball players the next time that we all get together in November. We want them to be better basketball players than they are right now, so that we're putting together different pieces that are better than they left. Hopefully we can do that.
How would you characterize this senior class?
Oh, they're just great leaders. They're great people and great leaders. They carry themselves exactly the way you want your teammates to carry themselves, and that's from the time they were a freshman on through.
As you look ahead in the aftermath of a tough loss, where does this girls' basketball program go for 2026-2027?
Well, I don't know. We'll find out. You know, we had a lot of young kids. They got a lot of time this year, so hopefully they got enough of a taste of it that they really want to come back and get better and come back and really get after it this year. You know, I'm looking down on the court and I see a lot of them down there, and there's a lot of freshmen down there that, you know, I can't wait to have Landry come back. You know, we get some of these kids back out on the court again, and with a summer's worth of work, I'm excited about the prospect.
And then, Coach, as we get ready to conclude this season, any final thoughts about 2025-2026?
You know, I really appreciate that, you know, all the coverage that you guys have done for us. I appreciate that you guys are here for these games, and I know it means a lot, you know, for families around the state. And so I appreciate when you guys can do these games and be there.
Appreciate it, Coach.
The Humboldt boys wrestling team qualified 8 wrestlers to the 2026 Iowa High School Athletic Association Boys State Wrestling Tournament in Des Moines this week, and have 1 wrestler still alive in the tournament competing for a state championship. Junior Brody Hendricks at 190 is set to wrestle in the state final tonight. I caught up with Beeman Friday night to discuss the performance by Hendricks in his semifinal match and the next day of wrestling for his 190-pounder.
It was probably a very strategic and somewhat conservative match. Brody definitely wanted to get another takedown there. He was in on opportunities, but I mean, once the match got to a certain point, especially there in the third period, it was more based on strategy than, you know, trying to put up more points and just being smart. And so that kid is a really big kid. And so it's just a very, very good strategic match by Brody.
What you've seen from Hendricks this year to get to this point is, you know, wasn't in a finals match last year, able to battle his way back. What have you seen growth-wise out of the junior?
Just, I mean, he's having fun wrestling. I mean, he's kind of been this guy all year long. He's been a great leader on our team. Works hard every day, but just has fun wrestling and likes to go out there and score points. And you know, when you have that combination and then you really put a lot of work into it, you know, you have good results.
And then, Coach, his one loss this year came to the one seed who he'll be facing in the finals in Maximus Purdy of Assumption Davenport. How do you attack the next 24 hours to get prepared for a rematch, and do you think that kind of helps seeing him the first time around?
Yeah, I mean, it helps a little bit, but it's just a match that, you know, if Brody wrestles his style, he's not, you know, he makes that kid kind of adapt to his style. You know, he's going to be fine. He's going to wrestle the way he wrestles, and if he does that and stays relaxed and confident, he's going to come out on top.
And then, Coach, as far as the first couple days of this tournament, how would you characterize, you know, performance, having 8 wrestlers down here and almost having 2 guys getting to Saturday?
Yeah, the kids did a great job. Super proud of them, you know, bringing this many kids down, and every one of our kids fought and wrestled well, and nobody let state nerves get to them. They just kind of let loose and let it go, and they, you know, we were very pleased and proud of how they competed down here, and you know, we got a bunch of guys who are going to be excited to be back down here again next year.
Well, Coach, we wish you and Hendricks the best of luck going into the finals match Saturday night.
All right, thanks for covering us.
Humboldt junior Brody Hendricks advanced to the semifinal round Friday morning as he won by fall in 52 seconds over 7 seed Brian Snyder of Centerville in the quarterfinal round. The junior followed the quick pin with a 4-2 decision victory Friday night over 6 seed Josh Ringler of Grinnell in the semifinal round to advance to the state final tonight. I caught up with Hendricks after his semifinal win Friday night to discuss the match.
I wanted to go into that match and just get to my stuff, and I think I did. Should have finished the first attack, but whatever, we got a restart, and then it was just keep the pace high. He was backing out, so I get underhooks, get to my stuff, get where I'm comfortable, and make him uncomfortable, and I mean, that's what I did. So it's now in the finals, and it's going to be the same thing as for every match here. There's nothing different. It's just going to be wrestle the match, wrestle my style, wrestle dominant, and just make them wrestle like I want to wrestle.
The opportunity to face a one seed who is the one guy to have gotten the victory against you, you know, have that in your back pocket going into that match, that a little bit extra motivation and, you know, that opportunity to face him again, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot. I've been looking forward to it. I guess I don't really have his name down in the room, but I kind of think about it when I'm getting lazy, even with getting lazy with schoolwork. I think doing your schoolwork, being good outside of the or off the mat does good things inside the room. So it's every time I felt like I was slipping up or getting lazy, I thought about that match. I want to be better. I want to go in and get my get back.
So you had this experience back your freshman year, 165. You were in a final, and then last year didn't get to wrestle in a final, taking fourth. Do you feel like that year in between kind of helped you put things in perspective?
Freshman year, I was banged up all year, and I mean, making the finals obviously was huge, and that kind of put me in a situation that I took the loss freshman year super hard. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to wrestle anymore. That kind of flowed into sophomore year, going into state. I was all banged up, didn't really have the motivation to wrestle, and then taking that loss, the two losses at state last year, and the five losses in the season kind of got me going this off season. And this year I haven't been as motivated as this in forever. So I mean, being as motivated as I am now definitely helped all year.
The matchup tomorrow, any thoughts about that second time around?
I'm just going to go in there, wrestle my style. If I don't win, I don't win. I'm just going to go in there, give my best effort, and go try to dominate.
We haven't seen a state champion since Joey Bussey for Humboldt. You know, to have that opportunity to join him in that list, and a list you see every day in that wrestling room, what would it mean to you?
It would mean a whole lot. I remember watching Joey Bussey win the title, and I was always like, I want to be him. And then seeing his name up there, it kind of pushes me to be there, get the title, and even all the other names in there, Dresser, and all the, I guess, old guys. It's awesome to see them. It kind of motivates me.
And then lastly, what will you do next 24 hours just preparation-wise? You have Saturday morning off, and you have all day to kind of think about it.
I'm going to get some good food in me, and then I'll probably do some homework. I got a lot of homework to do. Being in a couple college class, but I'll do some homework and then go to bed and wake up tomorrow morning and be ready to dominate.
Well, Brody, we wish you best of luck on the homework and with the state finals match coming up on Saturday night, but wish you all the best.
Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.